T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
As the number of coronavirus cases in New York continues to grow, Governor Cuomo is warning New Yorkers to prepare themselves for a long haul. In his daily briefing, you heard live here on WCBS, the governor said there will be no Easter surprise when it comes to ending the outbreak and social distancing rules.
There is nothing that I have said different since I started these briefings. And there's nothing that we have learned that is different since I've started these briefings. We know what to do. We just have to do it. It is individual discipline to stay at home. That's what it is. It's discipline. No social distancing. It's discipline. Well, I'm bored. I know. I'm bored. It's discipline. Making this healthcare system work, that's government skill, that's government performance. That's saying to that healthcare system, I don't care how it worked yesterday. I don't care whose turf this is. I don't care whose ego is involved. I'm sorry. We have to find a way to work a better way. It's a time to say to that federal government and to FEMA and HHS, you have to learn how to do your job, and you have to learn how to do it quickly, because time is not our friend. It's about a social stamina. This is not 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Okay? This is not going to be an Easter surprise.
Its caseload continues to grow. Now 75,795 positive cases. More than 200,000 New Yorkers have been tested for the virus. The majority of cases remain in New York City, where more than 43,000 have tested positive. The governor also confirmed that his brother, the CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, has tested positive for the coronavirus. There's an effort underway to ensure that first responders and other essential employees in New York who die from COVID-19 are guaranteed line-of-duty death benefits and payments. Lawmakers from Staten Island want to change to apply to cops, firefighters, EMTs, MTA workers, and any other city or state agency worker who contracted the virus while on the job. This is usually left up to the pension boards to decide whether an individual meets the criteria for a line-of-duty death. FEMA is sending 250 additional ambulances to New York City and 500 personnel. Mayor de Blasio on New York One said, please don't call on them unless you really need them.
Real emergencies, the ambulance will be there, the personnel will be there. We know, we've always known, a lot of people call 911 who have something less than the kind of emergency that needs an ambulance. We're going to really be careful to divert those calls, get a doctor on the line, help address people's concerns.
The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for a new coronavirus test that can provide results in as little as 5 minutes, a potential game-changing development in the country's battle against the pandemic. More from CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
It's 5 minutes for a positive result, 13 minutes for a negative result from Abbott Labs, and it's transformative in a sense. When a patient comes to you, I can get the result while they're there and tell them what to do. It's the same test that was used for strep throat influenza. Now they have it for COVID-19, and they're going to be doing about 50,000 tests initially a day across the country in hospital labs and clinics.
Abbott Labs says the test will be available this week. Two more temporary hospitals are opening in New York City today. An indoor training area at the National Tennis Center in Flushing Meadow is being turned into a 350-bed medical facility. It'll treat non-COVID-19 patients. A second 68-bed hospital has been set up in tents in Central Park's East Meadow. Many specialist surgeons in Britain have seen their operations canceled as the pandemic accelerates there, so they volunteered to help in any way they can. CBS's Vicky Barker with the story from London.
When thoracic surgeon John Dunning's operations were all canceled to create more capacity for coronavirus patients, he volunteered to work as a nurse in his own hospital. And he's not alone.
I actually know an echocardiographer that's done a shift as a cleaner. I've got a friend who's a professor in genomics, and she's going back as a junior doctor on the medical wards. And I know a research scientist who's left the lab to go and work in the COVID testing lab.
His greatest revelation, working as a nurse?
Well, I have to truthfully say, they work so hard.
Hear that, nurses? Your secret is out. Even if it was only secret to some of your doctors. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's cloudy and damp here in Connecticut, hoping for a little bit of brightening today. Let's get the forecast now from Bob Larson.
Chilly and at times breezy this afternoon. Clouds and occasional sunshine. High 48. Mostly cloudy tonight in Chile. Low 38. Becoming a little milder tomorrow. Clouds and at times some sunshine. High tomorrow afternoon 54. Thursday some sun in the morning. Clouding over in the afternoon. There could be a late day or nighttime shower. High Thursday 56. Low Thursday night 44. Clouds and a few peaks of sunshine Friday. High 54.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.